Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok from the New York Times. Alan, President Donald Trump asked senior advisors in an Oval Office meeting on Thursday whether he had options to take action against Iran's main nuclear site in the coming weeks. The meeting occurred a day after international inspectors reported a significant increase in the country's stockpile of nuclear material for current and former U.S. officials. Said on Monday, your thoughts on this piece of news?
David, it really is quite dangerous. I mean, here's a president who obviously wants to, and I'm not trying to make a joke here, go out with a bang. But what his advisors told him is, if you nuke something in Iran, you're going to be responsible for a war that is going to ensue. And it's not going to stop the minute you drop that bomb. So they told him off, and he apparently backed off. What's really scary about it is, it's not that this particular really bad and really dangerous idea didn't happen, but that we now know what his mindset is. Not that we didn't, but we know what his mindset is. And if he's looking to make some kind of trouble, to wag the dog somehow, he'll find it. And how often and how much good advice he'll get is anybody's guess.
More people may die because of Trump's transition delay. That's from President-elect Joseph Biden. Adopting a graver tone, says the New York Times, President-elect Joe Biden sharpened his criticism of President Trump's refusal to cooperate in an orderly transition. He warned of deadly consequences if Mr. Trump did not agree to coordinate planning for the mass distribution of coronavirus vaccine. We've talked about this, but now Biden has weighed in.
You may remember in our talk yesterday morning, David, I said sooner or later Biden was going to have to take off the gloves. First, he tried to be a nice guy, and he is a nice guy, I think. But that's not going to work with this president, I'm afraid, who continues to tweet and rail that Biden has not won the election and that he's still the president. This kind of denial is leading to a dysfunction in the handover and transfer of power, something that this government and the United States has always been very proud of, and deservedly so, because, you know, there are a lot of other places where it only comes down to guns and unhappiness. We have seen some signs of some of this in this so-called, and it wasn't the Million Man March, that the Trump folks put on this weekend, and now there's a question in everybody's mind as to whether that was a preliminary to other violence. I sure hope it is not. It's the last thing this country needs, and it would be very dysfunctional for the kind of peaceful transference of power that we've always been so grateful to have.
Meantime, the president-elect expected to announce some key White House staff members today, Alan. He's already named some members of the transition team, including what seems to be a team of rivals somewhat, in fact, Republicans, to help with the Biden administration. But does that really impact some of these supporters you're referencing that believe Biden stole the election?
Well, look, Biden won the election, and he won decisively. Nevertheless, this president continues to be in a state of denial. That's the way that it is right now. Biden has to pull as many people over the line as he can. Remember, the president got 71, 72 million votes in this past election. That's a lot of votes. And if Biden is to rule effectively and to do a good job, he's got to not only mean what he says, which is that he's going to be the president for everybody, but he also has to be able to do what he needs to do. And that means get an awful lot of people who were either indecisive or on Trump's side lifting their eyebrows and saying, you know, he means what he says. I think I can support this guy. The more he does that, the better off he is, and certainly the better off the country will be.
And there sits Georgia as Republicans, says the Washington Post this morning, sound the alarm on Georgia's Senate runoffs as they privately weigh Trump's influence. On a private call, GOP senators and allies fret about the changing electorate and look to reach anti-Trump Republicans. Meanwhile, the Georgia Secretary of State, Allen, says fellow Republicans are pressuring him to find ways to exclude ballots.
Well, that's right. Talk about a guy with some courage. This Secretary of State has really done a remarkable thing. He has stood up to the bullies and to the people who are trying to pressure him to be crooked. And he's a Republican, let there be no mistake about it. He was endorsed by the President of the United States, who now is calling names. And this is a terrible situation in Georgia. One never knows how they would stand up to the kind of pressure that this man is facing. So each of us has to look in the mirror and say, could we do this? He's receiving death threats. This is a Republican Secretary of State who is doing the right thing. Meantime, senators in his state and others are all calling for his resignation. He's not doing it. Good for him. When he runs for office, I'm sure a lot of people will remember this.
We've also been talking about if and when the president does leave office, that he has some legal issues awaiting him, especially in New York, where the attorney general and the New York City district attorney have cases against him. The question I have for you is, can he pardon himself?
Nobody really knows. There is an expectation he can. Remember that Trump is a breaker of norms. We have not seen this, but it is possible. In other words, where is it written that a president can pardon himself? I suspect he can and will if he needs to. The only other way to do it is the Nixonian way of resigning the presidency and having the vice president name him. On the other hand, he doesn't want to do that. That's not how he wants to leave. Nixon, of course, left because the potential for being impeached was so great that he had to leave. This is not something that Donald Trump wants to signal to people. So, if he has to, he will pardon himself. That doesn't help him, of course, in New York State or in any other state where somebody can bring charges. And from that, he can't pardon himself.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you.
Thank you, David. It's so important to talk to you in the morning because I get the feeling all is right with the world.
You too.